This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A well-balanced breakfast of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats is considered key to starting the day, certainly so when managing diabetes. A new study says milk, when consumed with breakfast cereal, may provide benefits for managing the disease. I discuss the reasons why with Marissa Aguillon. She's a certified diabetes educator and a dietitian at Parkland Hospital System.
It's important to include milk. We tend to want to stay away because it's high in carbohydrate. Carbohydrates tend to raise our blood sugar. So it's important that we kind of just be more aware of how many portions we're having of milk. Mm-hmm. But usually milk only has about 12 grams of carb per cup. So looking at our glass and measuring the milk that we're drinking on a day-to-day basis is important.
So I can see what the benefits to milk is. I guess what's confusing me is then when you put it in combination with cereal, so much of which is loaded with sugar. So is it a certain amount of milk and is it a specific type of cereal that can work in this combination?
The study also suggested to have a variety of things, not just always cereal. But one of the things that's also important is really looking at how much cereal you're having, what kind of cereal. Because if we talk about children with diabetes as well, they might go for the sugary option opposed to a cereal that has more protein on it.
So give me an example. What would be an acceptable cereal in this kind of combination?
Something that has more protein in it, something like the Special K, or even a hot cereal that has more almonds or things that are more beneficial as well. So it's not just having cereal for breakfast. You can also have different combinations of dairy, not just milk, but you can also have cheese or you can also have yogurt as well. The recommendation is to have 2 to 3 servings of dairy a day. And then also looking to see how these foods affect your blood sugar. If you're diabetic, it's important to kind of experiment with your body and understand, hey, so I'm going to have this for breakfast. Let me check my sugar 2 hours later and see how that affected my blood sugar. Even with your cereal, for someone with diabetes, it's important to understand how that affects your blood sugar. So how can you do this? You experiment, you check your sugar 2 hours later to see what it did to your blood sugar. How high was your spike when you ate something like this? I'm not against a sugary cereal. You can, but just check and see what it did to your blood sugar. You become more aware of how these foods impact your blood sugar.
Okay.
The most important thing, it's about having a well-balanced nutrition breakfast in the morning. And including milk is important. It has very important nutrients that our bodies require and has 9 essential benefits to it.
By the way, are we talking about type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
In this study, they were talking about type 2 diabetes. But in general, the recommendation is the same for patients with type 1. You want to have 2 to 3 servings of dairy a day. You want to see how that impacts your blood sugar as well, whether you're type 1 or type 2.
If you opt for the milk, then should it be a specific type of milk? Should it be whole milk, low-fat almond milk, soy milk, what?
That's a great question. I think in general, it's up to the patient. We're all unique. We have different preferences, and someone with diabetes may have lactose intolerance. So it's really up to the patient or the person with diabetes what they want to consume. Of course, the recommendation is to go with a lower fat option, but also just looking at the total grams of carbohydrate that of the milk that you're having.
I suppose you have to be real careful, though, if you're sort of experimenting here until you find just the right thing.
Right. And also having a communication or a dialogue with your providers, with your doctor. Also keeping the data. I think data is so important with your diabetic. Keeping a record of what your blood sugars are, knowing what your goals are in the morning. Of course, the recommendation is for your blood sugar to be between 80 to 130. Mm-hmm. And then if you check it 2 hours later, kind of notice what that peak was. And if you keep that data, then you can go back to your doctors or to your educators or to your dietitian and have that conversation.
Assuming that you do find the right combination, what should be the end result of this? What's the benefit?
That if you had protein in the morning, that you would feel fuller for a longer period of time, that you wouldn't be hungry as fast. And so then just including the dairy because of the protein and also has fat in it. So it keeps your satiety longer. So the benefit also, too, is at your next meal, you won't be as hungry, so you won't be eating as much.
Marissa Aguillon, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.